Also today, it was revealed, well, actually revealed yesterday, how WorkSafe Victoria is not going to pursue the Department of Health or any of its officers about the bungled hotel quarantine scheme. This is a scheme 4 years ago that saw untrained security guards guarding COVID-positive patients from overseas. The disease got out, it got into nursing homes, 800 people died. Victoria went into lockdown for months and months and months and months as a result. Now it's a shambles. I also think a political cover-up is involved. We're going to speak to journalist Chip LeGrand from the Age newspaper later on. He's investigated this deeply, but I've read his work, and I've got to say, I think that WorkSafe was told by, I don't know who, but someone in the state government or someone senior in the bureaucracy, don't go after this. Don't go after the Department of Health. Let sleeping dogs lie. Don't bring up the bungled hotel quarantine scheme. It was 4 years ago. Let's just move on. 800 people died. The rest of us got locked down for months and months and months and months. And yet apparently the statute of limitations now means that WorkSafe cannot reopen its investigation. It is extraordinary.